You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, man, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, we're about to do Grand Council, but let me just tell you, I've had a number of texters text in saying that they're having trouble with some of the Huntsville signal. That's mostly the AM, all right? So if you're on 770 AM and the signal sounds a little weak or something's thready on it, just know that the storms last night had an impact, and you might want to switch to 92.5 FM to go ahead and pick that up. 92.5 FM, that's your backup. All right, let me just jump on in here because this is that time of the week when we go into one of my favorite moments. And we do a thing called the Grand Council with two other guys who do talk radio around the state, been doing it longer than me. And in fact, I have one of them to blame for the fact that I'm even here at all. That'd be Dale Jackson from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville. Also, by the way, writes for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you here? Outstanding. Stand at ease. All right. And then our other guy who's coming on right now from 106.5 FM, Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show in the mornings. And also, by the way, the editor-in-chief at 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you, sir. Glad of it. All right, Boomer, there's a quorum. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da. Ta-da. All right, we are back. All right, fellas, you know the rules. We ping each other with questions. Don't even know them in advance. We just see how we do. And Dale Jackson, you're first. What you got?
All right, well, we're probably going to talk a little bit about redistricting, I assume, at some point in time. So I asked this question of Jeff earlier, and I'll ask it of you. The Livingston thing is just bait, right? Like the Livingston map, where it's 38% black in one district, 50-plus in the other. That's just bait, so Democrats will get all upset, and Republicans will go, okay, we're not going to use this. Let's go with that other one that we came up the other day, right? Like, they've laid a trap here, right?
You know, that's generally speaking was my thought, and you're going into kind of one of my questions, which I might still do anyway, but Jeff was on my show yesterday opining that this is a political ploy to basically set up a fight to try and get back to the Supreme Court again, with A.G. Marshall saying as soon as they deny that one, which they'll certainly deny it, we'll jump right in and appeal it. But, I look at it and think, I don't know. I mean, first of all, the first map that was dropped in by Pringle, I look at it and think, all right, fellas, get your act together. Because allegedly Livingston, senator, and Pringle, representative, are the co-chairs of the reapportionment committee, and they dropped in separate bills. What the heck? Can we just please say we have congruity here? We're going to run the same bill. Yeah, to your question, Dale, I do think that there's some hanky-panky going on. Whether it's a ploy in that regard, I don't know. Jeff?
I'm hearing that late in this process, some of the senators got a little weak-kneed and said, hey, we're not going to take the fall if Alabama loses a Republican congressman, especially as tight as the margins are in the U.S. House of Representatives. Let the special master take the fall. They're probably going to come in and do it anyway. Let's not be on record for doing something. Let's stick to our guns here. And there was a little bit of a revolt in the Senate, and they parted ways with the House. A real last-minute thing. And Pringle took to the floor, and he's probably on to something here as a political consultant, that maybe putting this out there, this map that Livingston has submitted. So there's a little bit of intrigue going on, but I'll tell you what's going on. What I'm hearing is you got a lot of frayed nerves, and it's getting real tense there in Montgomery.
Your own question, Dale, what are you thinking?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of frayed nerves down there. This whole thing has been kind of interesting to watch. They had entire public hearings where none of these maps were even discussed, and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, these are the ones we're going with, which is it's just hilarious stuff, and it seems like a self-defeating way of doing things, but I kind of like it. I'm a fan, and I find myself being okay with that because I think it's kind of funny.
So Captain Chaos approves. There we go. Yes. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll wait and see. But I find one of the maps kind of personally objectionable because it moves my personal county into a district it's never been in before. And the other one I look at and go, I don't know, man. I mean, we'll wait and see. But it's just like Thunderdome right now down there with this stuff. All right, let me jump on the next question. I'm going to go broader for you. Jason Aldean, country music star, comes out with a song called Try That in a Small Town. Has a video, after the song's been out for 2 months, has a video that just basically shows Antifa riots, looting, BLM marches, people spitting in police officers' face. All of it's real. All of it's real footage. Country Music Television, CMT, has now pulled the video after liberals' heads exploded because he dared to point out things that were real. And I'm questioning, is this CMT's Dylan Mulvaney moment? Jeff?
No, maybe, but I think they succumbed to the pressure, maybe not of the left, but their advertisers who were the ones taking the heat. They are so beholden to a TV audience, and you make money in TV, I guess, these days, with advertising, and I think these big corporations, they're so woke scared that they turn the screws on CMT. That's my guess. I don't know. I mean, when was the last time any of y'all watched CMT? It's been a while for me.
Well, there is that. Dale?
I will answer your question with a song lyric of my own. Wop, 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 wop. You stop me whenever you want
stop,
to. But I'm going to do the
stop,
whole
song. Stop, stop okay. Right now. All right. Just stop.
Okay. Just checking. I'm going to make sure that that's still okay. But don't try that in a small town. We got to get that off the air. In case you were missing it, it's wop.
Stop. Stop what okay. You're doing right now.
Okay. All right.
You make a fair point, though. I mean, you've got literally, rap music for just one genre has been like lauding violence and misogynistic, treatment of women and just, just overly sexualizing things for a decade or two decades or three. And yet a country music guy comes out and says, hey, don't try and burn down our town. You might regret it. And that is somehow like antithetical to good order and discipline. I think CMT is going to survive it, but I think CMT has forgotten who their audience is. And I'm not in their audience. I'm more of a classic rock guy. But I just think that they have lost sight of their roots, and they've gone corporate, and it's a shame. But anyway, we'll wait and see. Jeff, your question. What do you got?
Carly Russell, had this, something like this, being the real a Jesse Juicy Smollett thing going on here. I mean, it was the way the media reacted initially, and then all of a sudden there's all these questions, and you're like, oh, this is probably going to end up this way, and it ended up this way.
Yeah, I was watching that earlier, and I was reporting on some of the updates from the police department's 2:30 briefing on it. I mean, her search history on her phone was how do you have to reimburse an Amber Alert, and what about the movie Taken, and how do I take money from the cash register at work without getting caught? And the whole thing. I'm reluctant to just outright say I can tell from here it's a fraud. But I saw somebody earlier that said that the fact that Al Sharpton didn't show up told them it was not probably going to work out. So anyway, Dale,
I'd like to also answer this one with a song. No, I'm just kidding. the fact of the matter is, I think we all knew this from the very beginning, but we were all hesitant to say so.
Yeah.
Because there was a child involved. If there was not this child thing, I think most would be like, yeah, right, whatever. I think that's how people would have probably – that's what I would have done. I have a system called the Dale Jackson, yeah, that sure, this happened system, and this would have given this like a 10% chance of happening. But the kid involved kind of changed things. And I'll tell you why I'm mad about it. It's because as we have these conversations, for an entire weekend when this conversation is taking place, if there was a kid that was in need of help somewhere in the Birmingham area, people would have maybe questioned whether or not they should help that kid or not.
I look at it and think, all right, the fact that the police officers weren't even talking about the kid from the moment we said go told me a lot right there. Your own question there, Jeffro, what are you thinking?
Yeah, and I understand there was a track record here with this individual, The only thing the quibble I have with the whole thing is they should have given the all clear a little earlier that there wasn't some kind of crazed kidnapper. There's the same thing with Dadeville and waiting around to tell the public that they got these killers or whatever. They seem slow to call off the dogs and keep people, you know, people can be on edge about this stuff. Yeah. I think the response is too slow.
Well, there you go. We'll see how it plays out, man, but it's got more holes than Swiss cheese right now. It's going to be ugly. All right, that's round one, fellas. Round one of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, also with 1819 News. Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville, also with Yellowhammer News, and just little old me. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We're going right back now to the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Round number two. Dale, you're up first. What you got?
Tommy Tuberville continues to fight the good fight, and he's 100% right. Today, John Kirby apparently slamming the podium and saying, "It is our obligation to continue this bedrock principle of funding abortions with government money, even though it's against the law, because otherwise women won't want to be in the military because all they care is about abortion because they're all sluts and they love the song WAP." Anyway, the point is they continue this fight. Tuberville is showing no signs of caving. How long does this go on for?
You know, it may go on through the next administration. I don't know. But first of all, somebody the other day was trying to take issue with Tuberville saying he's got no military experience. Well, neither does Biden, by the way.
He is the chief, though. He's the commander-in-chief.
When he's awake. But you look at this whole thing and think, this is a ridiculous fight that we're having to have. But I am so glad that Tuberville's been willing to take a stand. I mean, somebody was criticizing him, and I thought, you know what? He's sitting there taking heat, and he's taking it. And I'm glad of it. And it's just ridiculous to think that women won't join the military because they can't get an abortion. And oh, by the way, they give them more time off to go get an abortion under current policies than they do to go to their mother's funeral. It's just unreal. Jeff.
Phil, just think about this. Remember you got in, you got 30 days off. When you got out, you had 30 days off.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, just think about that for a second. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Jeffro,
weigh
in.
6 weeks vacation from day one. Sign up.
Wow.
Tuberville's popularity continues to go up and up and up and up in Alabama. There's no incentive unless they can concoct. I mean, they tried it already. They tried to manufacture controversy, thinking that it was a self-inflicted wound going on Caitlin Collins and trying to defend the term white nationalist. Well, whatever. Don't do that. Just stay home that night. But they're trying to turn the heat up on him. The only way they can get him is they think is to get his colleagues to push him, his Republican colleagues to push him, but I don't think that's going to work. I think it goes on until the administration backs down, or there's a new administration.
No, I think too. You also notice today, Jim Jordan came out in support of him wholeheartedly, and you're starting to see more and more people realizing that, man, he's getting something done. And what's crazy is Democrats have used this same tactic, but they've forgotten that part. Anything to add to your own question, Dale?
Tammy Duckworth is the one that used it, which is hilarious because they've been using her as a human shield in order to make it because she was in the military. And God bless her for all she did and what she suffered and all that other stuff. But, you know, I'm tired of hearing about people's military service as a shield. It doesn't impress me. It just doesn't. I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. Tell me what your opinion is and tell me why it's valid. I don't care about the other part.
Yeah, and the reality is he's not in any way debilitating the military despite what they might say. He is literally saying, hey, DOD, you're not the legislative branch. If you want to change the law, bring it over here, change it. Otherwise, get in your lane. All right, I'll take the next one. Alabama, right here at home, has another second city with a population over 200,000. Mobile, as of last night, became the second largest city in the state. I find it interesting, and I want to know your thoughts on this. I find it interesting that of the four largest cities, the two that continue to grow and excel and have more economic development are the ones that are being led by Republican administrations. And the two that used to be the biggest are shrinking, according to the census, and also has higher crime and more issues, and that would be Montgomery and Birmingham. Thoughts, Dale Jackson?
Well, I think that Mobile is definitely taking a page out of the Huntsville playbook of if we can't attract people, we'll take them. And that's basically what they have done.
It was a vote of the people.
I know. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that that's what they're doing, that they're growing their city that way. And I think that's completely fine. Look at Huntsville. That should be something every city's trying to do. But eventually we're going to start annexing places in Arkansas before this is all said and done.
Jeff, you live down there. How do you feel about being in the second biggest city in the state?
I mean, I don't live in Mobile for a bunch of reasons. I live on the other side of the bay. But I'll say this. I don't know, you call them Republican administrations. It's not like they're like stereotypically Republican, Tommy Battle and Sandy Stimson. They're just right, right? They're a little bit of everything. But, I mean, it came down the vote. There were three areas, three chunks that they were getting to, or four. But the three of the four voted, and the fourth one did not vote to go in, and he got crushed. And it's because he had this church out there in West Mobile organized against some of the stuff they were doing with the LGBTQ issue. So, it was a good night, but it could have been a great night. If this vote happened in February, away from Pride Month, I think they would have gotten all four areas into the city.
I think you may be right. I think I had that guy on my show Monday. And he laid it out pretty clear, but the reality is it was still, I mean, in fact, I tell you what, Jeff, it surprised me. I didn't know till this morning when I was reading the results. I thought it was all four districts had to vote all or none. I didn't know they could vote individually. Like one of them could come in if they wanted to. So that was,
real quick, what they had to do, there were two big chunks, like the out Airport Boulevard, out Cottage Hill Road, but then there were two very small neighborhoods. And they had to have those. This could have been a coin flip. But the only way the city council went along with it, because these were African-American neighborhoods, and they had to include those to keep the racial balance of the city.
Oh, wow. Okay, didn't know that part. Jeff, we got about a minute. You got a quick question? Oh, hang on. I say we got 20 seconds.
yes or no? It's going to be back with the Algop referendum. They're going to say you can't take their money at the Algop summer meeting, but they're going to leave legislators out of it and everybody else.
What?
If you're a legislator, you're not going to be forbidden. That's what one of the ideas is on the table. Good enough, yes or no?
No. Dale?
Yeah, they're never going to force it anyway, so no.
Don't sing Wop Wop anymore on my show, by the way.
Wop, just, wop, 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 wop.
All right.
7 days a week.
Guys,
certified freak.
Appreciate you. Grand Council, Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, and also with 1819 News, Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville, and with Yellowhammer News and me. That's Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.